Action Tuesday. Welcome to our special call City Council meeting, the Dallas City Council. I'll call the meeting to order. We will not go into closed session, but we will take the first item up. Please read it.
And if there is a council, city council consensus, selection of a candidate for commencement of negotiations and authorization for Bob Murray with the assistance of the city attorney to determine the reasonable terms of employment with the selection with the selected candidate for the position of city manager.
Thank you. We'll take a motion. Mr. Atkins.
Okay. I made a motion to select A.C. Gonzalez for the position of city manager, subject to negotiating of the reasonable term of employment by the city manager search committee with the aid of the city attorney. I further move that the employment contract be scheduled for city council approval and formal appointment upon completion of the negotiation.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo.
Second, sir.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion and a second. We'll open up for discussion. Do we have any discussion? Any, Mr. Atkins, please.
In this case? Are you talking?
Mr. Atkins first and Ms. Gates.
Okay. It's been a long... long time, the search committee, and I had opportunity to interview all the candidates. I think all the candidates is great candidates. And I look at this city, it's a great city. And I looked at some of my colleagues, some of the community said, do we need change? And how do we make change for the best of the city of Dallas? And I was trying to prepare myself and said, how do we make change and how do we go forward and why should we have AC? And I have been the owner of many different corporations and been a corporate merger for many times. And sometimes you look at Ford Motor Company said they should have downsized in 1979 and Al Kogel left Ford when the Chrysler and pulled Chrysler, you know, out of the rut. Then I also just kind of look back and say, you know what? You know, sometimes you have one of the best business corporations in the world, Coca-Cola. And we thought Coca-Cola was the best, and still is the best private-owned corporation. And all of a sudden, with all the great leaders they had in their company, they decided to make a change. And the change they made was in changing their product. And their product was changed everything, how they market Coke, the formula of Coke, everything. And when they made a change so fast, it almost broke Coca-Cola because of stockholders, because everybody stopped buying Coke because it was a different project, a different formula. And they went back in-house and said, you know what? When you make change within. And how you make change within, you make sure you have people behind you to make sure the change is done correctly. We look at Dave Kunkel. You know, we were moving ourselves from the worst crime, high crime in the state, in the city, in the top 20, 25. And when Kunkel left, there we look back, we had numerous candidates inside the organization that who stepped up and made those changes, and now Dave Brown is a great chief. His crime is still going down. You can go back and look at our city manager, Tom Perker, great city manager. Within city attorney, we had two candidates who came in. We went back, we looked, we had great personnel to take over. Look at it in our park department, Willis Winters, been there for many years. Paul Dyer left. we have people inside this great city to make sure they can stand up. One thing I've been hearing through the city, that if we have a great city manager like AC, would there be changes made in the system? One thing we do not do, we hire the city manager. It's up to the city manager to hire the personnel. And the only thing I would ask AC is that if when he get this vote today, that he look at every department, it changes to be made, do change in a timely like manner for the best, but not to be rushed into making changes without finding out what change need to be made for the best of the city of Dallas. Not the best for the council member, but what is best for the city of Dallas. I myself, this is my last term going around. I've been here since 2007. I do this full time. I love my city. As a matter of fact, I already probably going to be buried here. But what we got to do, we got to be passionate about the city. If council members don't like it, let's vote and move on. Let's come back together and say, hey, let's take the city forward. That's our responsibility, to make sure that we have the best city to live in, international, whatever, not personal attitudes and not personal feeling. So I hope we have a unanimous vote here today. If we don't, as long as we have a majority, we understand that. But if we make a decision, live with decision, and don't harp of what we should have done. Because what we generally do, once we vote, we move on. We can't turn back the page. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Ms. Gates.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, I'd like to thank AC and all the candidates for their willingness to go through this interviewing process. I know it's been a little bit grueling and not easy. And thank you for your desire to serve the city of Dallas. I begin by saying what I think is going to be congratulations to you. I think you have the votes to be our next city manager, and I, too, will be voting for you. But I have to be honest and say it's with some apprehension, hesitation, and concern. I've only been around a few short months, and I readily admit you have probably forgotten more about the Dallas city government than I'll ever know. But what I've learned the last 6 months is some change might be good for this place. No one can disagree that this city isn't a great place to live, work, and play, and has tremendous momentum. But I question sometimes, is it because of what happens here, or is it just because of what's happening outside of City Hall? I recognize there's many areas that need repair, and I think you also do. We are a large bureaucratic entity that often breeds mediocracy. And with a budget as large as ours, we tend to be able to waste a little money, a little M&M here and there, as Mr. Kleinman would say, and sometimes we operate inefficiently. The smooth, seamless operation of our city is crucial, and we need to fix the flaws. We can't have hiccups in IT in our delivery of emergency services. You've done a great job with big projects in the past. Your job now will be beyond big projects. It'll be operating this city, and we need to operate it like a well-oiled machine. I believed an outside candidate would have offered us fresh eyes and new approaches instead of status quo. I was also very impressed by the caliber of the other two finalists, especially by their previous successes and the new ideas they brought to the table. But I like you, and I'm impressed by your work ethic, your availability, your integrity, and your strong desire to carry the ball and take charge now. You have promised change, and we heard you. I heard you in the interviews. You've promised us change. And I want you to know that I am here to work with you and support you, but I'm also going to hold you to the fire. We need someone who will listen, act upon the desires of our council, and be direct, engage the community, and communicate effectively. We need a leader that will create a culture of excellence at our city hall and take our city to the next level of greatness. So I'm asking you to do that. And we're going to be watching closely, and we're also going to be working with you. You have my commitment that I'll work with you, and I'll put our city, and so I will put our city first, and I hope you will do the same.
Thank you, Ms. Gates. Mr. Medrano.
Thank you, Mayor. AC, I think you're going to hear it maybe 13 more times that we want to see change. I know we grilled you in the interview process. We grilled all the candidates. All the candidates did great. You made them a commitment. You know what I asked, and I bet a majority of the council members asked the same thing. We want to see some changes. And I'm going to hold you to that. You were committed to that. And I will hold you accountable for that. Again, I will be supporting this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Medrano. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Let me just say just a couple of things. AC, you know exactly where I am. One, let me first say that this was a very fair and thorough exposition to go out to look at and look for the best person to come in and run the city. And we started out with about 27 to 30 people, most qualified to run the city. And we dwindled it down to three, and three fabulous candidates. I want to say that when Councilman Kleiman and I flew to Oakland, it was a very vibrant city. It showed a lot of stuff that we'd like to see here, okay? And when Mayor Pro Tem Atkins and Mr. Cadane went north or south, or wherever the cold weather where y'all went up there, because I was going to the West Coast to the heat, I think you all found the same thing there. In interviewing all three, it was a tough task. It was a tough task. But what I really want the community to understand is that it was truly a tough task. Those keys to this house could have been to either of the three. But because, number one, we ended up with the best of the three. When you look at, and I'm hearing about changing and stuff like that, we hear how Dallas is of three G's that I'm going to speak about. We're a great city. Well, as we continue to brag about this being a great city, you were a part of that bragging. You were a part of the bragging. We've been talking about how great Dallas is, and you've been a part of making it a great city. We talk about how Dallas is growing and has been growing, and you didn't just show up. It's been growing with you being in the middle of the growth. And also, we talk about how Dallas is a green city. It's going to be greener when we get rid of these plastic bags. I want you to know that. But Dallas is a green city, and it's been turning green because you've been in the middle of it. So great and green and growing, vibrant. When you look at change, as Mayor Pro Tem Atkins spoke about, there have been plenty and a lot of changes. And just because someone is out there from the outside does not necessarily mean that it is the greatest thing. I don't want to throw this person under the bridge, but I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. And I remember Tex Ram and Tom Landry and everybody, and I look at what we have today. But we had changed, but we hadn't won a Super Bowl in a little while. And we all have to understand that when some folks can come in here and is just outside change the best thing all the time. Yes, we have a great stadium, but we want a championship team. And we had plenty of championship teams before the change. And so all the time, just because somebody may want somebody new does not necessarily mean, Mr. Atkins, that that is the best thing. One, you know exactly what's going on in this city right now today. We can ill afford to put the city of Dallas on hold trying to test something new. You heard from this council in the interviews, and I want the city employees to hear this. We did employees to everyone in the sound from the seventh floor to the basement. We did talk, and we do expect change. And everyone needs to know that that is what this council believes that this city needs to have. But no individual can come in and make these changes dealing with a learning curve because you already know. You already know. And you know, as Ms. Gates has said, and we're putting our faith into you to make those decisions somewhat hastily because you don't have to come in practicing. You know where our deficits are, you know where our concerns are, and you know what, and we don't have to learn with you. You've done so many great things. When you look at the hotel, when you look at the airport, when you look at other battles, and then as a leader, when things kind of get a little hairy and gray, you stepped up to the plate as a leader, and you took the hit for the team, and you took it like a man, and you took it like a leader, and you continued to lead. You didn't go put your head in a hole. You stood up, and that's what and how a general is supposed to be. I have so much respect for the fact that how you lead and the tough things that you are having to have to deal with. But more importantly, I'm proud that you're able to deal and still stand up after the smoke kind of is settled on behalf of the people. One other thing I will say, and I'll close, I expect to have transparency. I expect for us to be able to know that when it's said, and it's said by you, it is not said to a council member that's just needing to hear something, and you've not done that. You've been a person of integrity. You've told the truth. You've told me the truth because I've come to you with some things and you just had to tell me. And once it's the truth and once it's it, then I too have to accept it. With that, I'm going to close, but I'm going to say this to you. Oh, yes, I'm voting for you. Oh, yes, I'm voting for you. But oh, yes, we're turning the keys of this city over to you. And you're going to do the doggone right thing. I know that. You're going to do it because you are A.C. Gonzalez. I appreciate you. I'm voting for you. And congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway. Ms. Davis.
Thank you so much. First of all, A.C. Gonzalez, I've been knowing you for a long time. Since the days of our heyday, I've been knowing you. I was a young whippersnapper coming down here and seeing you here as I was working for a nonprofit at that time. Now you can move into the city manager's office, and I am so glad of that. When I interviewed you, AC, alone, I was on the team with the mayor and Mr. Medrano. You came in, you answered the questions, and I thought you did a very, very good job on the questions that we asked you. I think the other two candidates was good, but for me and trying to make the right choice, I think you have the history of our city. I think you know our city. I think that someone said you know all where the hidden bones are at. I think that's good sometimes. To know where hidden bones are at, because those hidden bones are not going to try to come and use you. They're not going to come to you and try to make something of you that is not true, because you know where the hidden bones are at. And see, I want to thank you for an impressive resume, and with all the other resumes, I want to thank you for working on our new Omni Hotel that everyone is bragging about. You did that, AC. You can say you did that. No one can ever take that from you. No one can ever take that from you. It was a hard battle. I want to thank you we had a huge battle with some African-American females at the airport, and I'm not going to name who they are. You work with us on trying to save those two businesses. It was unfair what was happening to them. It was totally unfair. I hope you work with the airport. I hope you look at the 10% versus 30% for minority vendors. 10% is not enough. It keeps them fighting over crumbs. AC, I hope that you continue to look at our love fair, our city hall, MWBs for minorities. AC, you are the second Latino city manager. And I say congratulations to the Latino community. AC, I think that you will make this city a great city. I think you will do what's right at the end of the day. My mother taught me only what you do for Christ is going to last. Nothing else lasts if it's not for Christ. And I think you will do that, AC. AC, be your own person. Be your own individual. But at the end of the day, do what's right for the poor and the wealthy. AC, I believe in bottom up, not top down. I believe that communities should have a voice. They should have a voice at the table. I believe in Robin Hood, give to the poor. And at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I believe in that. And AC, we all talk about changes, but there are some things that I'm hoping that you look at. Housing is my passion. I hope that you look at changes in our housing department to make it a better housing department. To give people opportunities in all type of housing, artist housing, infill housing, uptown housing, new housing, senior housing, houses for the homeless. And I hope you look at parent and mother and father housing, where you can now bring your parents to live with you. The parent might live on one end of the house while the family is at the other end of the house. It's happening in other areas of our country. And see, this city is about businesses, and it's about communities. And I hope that you can bring in new businesses into our city. I hope that you can help grow our downtown retail. And see, at the end of the day, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Find something that you can put in your office that gives you strength. Close the door and count to 10. I do that sometimes. Because it is not easy. You have so many criticisms. People coming at you in all kinds of ways. They talk about you. Someone once wrote that I went to Belize to drink Mai Tai. Someone wrote that I love to fish, and I don't even know how to fish. But those are things that come and hit you, slap you in the face. And at the end of the day, you have to be strong. There was a reporter who's here, and I can appreciate him. He told me, Ms. Davis, we hit you hard, but you hung in there. I can really, really appreciate that. Because that's what life is about, hitting you hard, giving you tough punches. Hit them low, they say. And I've been hit low, pretty low. But at the end of the day, I think you will do what's right for our city. So, AC Gonzalez, I will be supporting you as the second Latino of our great city of Dallas. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Davis. Mr. Kingston.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My colleagues have mentioned a couple of things that I think are true and bear more scrutiny. Ms. Gates noted that the City of Dallas and the city government of Dallas are two different things entirely. The City of Dallas is on fire right now. It's doing really well. It is fantastic. The city government of Dallas is not doing that well. We are, Mr. Caraway's words, not too dissimilar from the Cowboys. We're an 8-18. And there needs to be change. Why does there need to be change? We are not competitive with our peer cities. We have a higher tax rate than our peer cities. Our services, I would argue, are not as good. We seem unable to hire efficiently and with any sort of effective background checking system. There are a number of things that we need to change about the way the city of Dallas works. We really do. It is not this council's job to meddle in personnel decisions, but when those personnel decisions affect the operation of the city of Dallas, it is our business, and those changes must be made. I've heard you say you will make those changes. I'm in a hard spot here. A great friend and supporter is sitting in the audience right now, and I don't know what this will do to our relationship. I really don't. There are a number of things that we must change about this city, and I will demand that that be done. I'm looking forward to working with you on those issues. We've already had some discussions about some of what that will be. But today, this vote has not been earned. I trust and expect that it will be.
Thank you, Mr. Kingston. Ms. Sill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Gonzalez, you have my hearty support. I have had the extraordinary privilege of being associated with the City of Dallas for 31 years, first as an employee in the City Attorney's Office, then as an employee at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, and then as a municipal judge from which I retired. I came back to the council with that background and legacy. Dallas is one of the greatest cities in the nation and in the world. Dallas is well run and has been well run for many years. On an international scale, Dallas is at the top of the heap. I move in national and international circles. I've lived abroad. I've traveled abroad. Dallas is at the top of the heap. The only change that I would ask of you is that you continue on the upward trajectory that we're on. We were hit hard, as every other city was, by the recession. You were here during that time. During the tough times, we came out, one of three cities that came out. You were here, you're still here, and I'm glad. You have huge shoes to fill. Marysoom was and is larger than life, both here and nationally. She has a national reputation, one of the city managers that is emulated throughout this country. You're not Mary Sue, and I don't expect you to be. I expect you to be A.C. Gonzalez. And I expect you to be that true to yourself. You and I have not always agreed. In fact, we had huge disagreement, particularly about that hotel. I still think I'm right. Okay. We won't agree. We will work together to move forward the city that we both love. We will make mistakes. We're human. Humans make mistakes. My father in the ministry, Van Wesley Holmes Jr., said, the biggest room in anyone's life is the room for improvement. That is true not only in our personal lives, but also in our corporate lives as a city. We have room for improvement, but we're not bad. Dallas is not bad. Dallas's government is not bad. We're good. We're better. We're the best. Be true to yourself. And at the end of the day, because today you will begin as city manager, I believe, because I believe you have the vote. But there will come a day when you will end your tenure as city manager. When that day comes, say in the words of the hymn, "May the work I've done speak for me." All the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mayor, thank you for allowing me to serve on this committee. The search committee has worked very hard. I think all our colleagues have done a lot of work. I want to thank you personally for the opportunity, but also to the council members. Thank you for participating. Yes, this is a very important decision that we will be making today. AC, when I talk about what we're going to do in this city, I talk about communicating, informing, inviting. And that is precisely what everybody's talking about when we talk about change. But I think we're going to do it together, juntos. You and I, you and our colleagues, we're going to do it together. There are a lot of things that we need to work on. There's a lot of things that have been done. But what we're going to do is move forward after this vote, and we're going to work together. What do we need to do together to make this city more vibrant? Again, together. When we talk about what we're going to be changing, one of the things that we're going to change is how to become more more of how we're going to be able to work. What we need to tell you, what you need to tell us, and how we're going to work to make this work for all of us. Because in the end, and as many has talked about, at the end of the day, is what is in the best interest of our constituents. Our constituents, our citizens, the city of Dallas, to make it more vibrant. And I am not only saying I'm going to hold you to the fire, I am here to tell you that I'm here to work with you and all our colleagues to be able to make that happen for all our citizens. Thank you for applying. Thank you for working and the interviews. And I truly want to say also that the candidates that participated, they all did very well. I wish him the best, but we got to make one decision, and the decision is clear. And we want to work together and look forward to it. And here I am. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo. Ms. Grayson.
Thank you. AC, when I first got back here this go around, you were assigned to me as my assistant city manager liaison. And I appreciated that you were willing to take the time and we would have these long discussions about governing and different issues. And you're an excellent listener, and you were always willing to engage in discussions. And I appreciated that. And sometimes you even changed my mind. And so I know, since you are such a good listener, that you heard everything that we've said this morning. And I know that you will listen to all segments of the community, the business segments, the neighborhoods. I know that you're willing to engage all of them, and I appreciate that. I, for one, am looking forward to working with you as Dallas's next city manager. I believe you are the right person at the right time. I want to applaud the search committee because I think you all worked really hard and did an excellent job bringing us great candidates. And in conclusion, I want to say, as I said to Tom Perkins, I applaud your excellent, excellent judgment in choosing to live in far North Dallas. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Grayson. Mr. Kleinman.
Thank you, Mayor. I think my colleagues have said a number of great things, and I really agree with a lot of the sentiment that's here. And what I really want to say to you, AC, is I am committed to you and to the initiatives that you want to do in this city, and I will support you, and I'm here for you. So I'm excited to have you as the city manager. I'm excited at the opportunity we have as a council and the city manager's office to work together to continue to move this city forward and do everything we can to make this yet even a better place to live and provide better service to our constituents. So thank you very much, and I'm excited for you to be in this position.
Mr. Kleinman, thank you. Mr. Kadane.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. AC, we, Mayor Pro Tem Atkins and I did go to North Carolina, met with many, many people there, and I'll tell you, our the man we were looking towards is David Cook was excellent, excellent materials to be a city manager. So was Ms. Santos, but so is AC Gonzalez. And we dealt in all of them. We looked at each one of them, and AC, you came out on top. I've talked with you many times. Some of the main words coming out of your mouth was change. And this council's got to realize AC is for change, and AC will make change. And you do deserve this nomination for this spot. You've done a great job in the past. You do love this city, and you do have the excitement in your belly to move forward. I believe that with all my heart, and you're going to do a great job, and I think you can start from day one making that change and then moving forward. We did have excellent candidates. Take nothing away from them. We had the top three people, I think, in the nation for this job. And I'm excited that you are there and are going to have it. And I'll back you 100%, and I know you'll be behind me. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Dane. Mr. Griggs.
Thank you, Mayor. And AC, I want to congratulate you. I do believe you'll be our next city manager. And my vote today in support of you will not be a vote for or an endorsement for business as usual. This is a city that needs change. You outlined an ambitious schedule for change. The first part of it is our city maintaining our great ambition to be a world-class city, to be a 21st century city. Not only having that ambition to build the great hotel or great bridges, but the ambition to tackle small things like animal control, code compliance issues. I think you've outlined a great plan for us to be a more competent city, to address areas such as IT and due diligence. I also heard you when you said you want to bring in an ethic of accountability and transparency to this city. These are all things that I believe in. And these are all changes that are long overdue. And I certainly admire you for stepping up and saying that you will make these changes and that you are the person who knows this city and can begin making these changes today. Because we both know that these changes will not be easy. The details you have outlined, from changes in upper management down to how departments will be run at the micro level, it is going to be a big change in this city. So I want you to know here today with my vote for you is a pledge of support for you to succeed in making these changes that we all believe are needed at this city of Dallas. And I will be here for you with whatever resources you need and support you need in changing how we do business here at the city of Dallas. Because this is certainly a critical moment for this city. The economy has changed, and there are great opportunities here. And we do not want to miss any of the coming opportunities for this city. And we both recognize that if we make changes, we will not leave anything on the table. As people have alluded to, we will not be an 8-8 team then, but we will be back in the Super Bowl. And so you are certainly the person who's going to take us there, and I want you to know that you have my support. And so please count on me moving forward. And you're also the right person because you've made a statement that not only this council but the people shouldn't accept any excuses. And that's why I admire your leadership on this and your ambition in going after this position, because you realize that the council and the citizens of Dallas should not accept any excuses for the changes that need to be made that are long overdue. So you have my support. Thank you, AC.
Thank you, Mr. Griggs. Mr. Allen.
You know, AC, you got to be crazy. You got to be crazy. You know, taking on this job, and you got 15 politicians, really, you got 15 people that really care deeply. Care deeply. A lot of passion on both sides of the fence. There'll always be passion on both sides of the fence. somehow or another, you got to work with us. You've got media out there. They got, you know, they got their agendas that they go by. Boy, we do live in a fishbowl. There's transparency. There's no ands, ifs, buts about transparency, because if there's not transparency, we'll make it up, you know, for you. Mayor, a couple of months ago, you did state a union address, and you stated that the city was better than ever. You stated that there's a sense of motivation and a sense of just opportunity for everyone, optimism that's out there. And I agree with that. I agree with that. But I also agree that it's something that hasn't really happened just overnight. It's been ongoing for many, many, many years. I've lived all my life in Dallas, proud as I can be about being a Dallasite. Dallas has always been on the forefront of everything we do. I publicly want to salute our staff for the accomplishments. All you have to do is go back and do a little bit of homework. Just do a little bit. Maybe spend 40 minutes, maybe 60 minutes. Google search Dallas. Google search our financials. Look at what we've done. And then you will say, Dallas is in a pretty good spot. Other cities have said that. We absolutely had three of the best candidates that the United States had to offer. We had the three best candidates the United States had to offer. And AC, you're number one. You're number one in my book. Without question, there will be change. There was change a year ago. There was change 2 years ago, 4 years ago, five. Because this is Dallas, Texas. There's always change going on. You will be leading that change. I don't see you as a Chicken Little, though. I don't see you as a Chicken Little. I see you as wanting to get out and make that legacy that you're going to have. In my mind, you will step into. It's like you've been at the gate ready to run. And just let it go up. Let that front and back gate go up so I can get out and start running. You will cultivate our team that we've had that's made this city what it is today. Just recently, I'm so proud of you. I saw you working with Dr. Pepe. I saw you working with EMS. I saw you working with the health centers. And for the media, y'all really need to dig into that. That's a new way of doing business. That's what you call change, and it flew over everybody's head what that man and Dr. Pepe did. All I can say, AC, it will be an honor. Me back up. For the last 6.5 years, I've watched you. You're a man of integrity, and without question, you will do a fantastic job of running this city. You have my support. I will ask my fellow council members that you have the support of the heads of all the departments, chairmans that we have. I know in budget, finance, and audit, I've said it before and I'll say it again, for all of y'all, anything y'all want to bring to the budget, finance, and audit, man, we can get as deep as you want to get. But you got to have your heads ready to change. Let's don't talk about change. Come up with some ideas so we can help this man move this ball forward. And, Mayor, I'll say this. You did make that comment about the optimism and the motivation. And I have to put that on your back because you've helped us so much. You've worked with that man standing beside you. And you've been the leader that's really kept that flashlight out for this great city. And I can't thank you enough for your motivation. And with that teamwork that we're going to see, sky's the limit for this great city. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Mr. Callahan.
Last but not least, I want to thank Bob Murray for his fine work. We, I think, had 27 great candidates, and I want to thank the committee. They kind of brought that down to 10, and of course, ultimately, we got down to 3, and I want to congratulate the council on the great professional process that we went through, and I want to thank all of the council people, how they handled themselves during the process, and also AC, how you handled yourself very, very professionally. And I know there's a lot of pressure there, but you know, we've had our regular season. We've had our playoff run, and now we've kind of gotten down to the big thing. And there was just no question, I think, as we went through the process that that AC was the guy. You know, we had three good finalists, and they all had their positives. They had, you know, some things that weren't so positive, I guess, at times. But it just really all came down to basically, I think people were looking for an insider, somebody that knew what was going on around here. But having said that, I want to echo some of the things that Councilwoman Gates said. You know, I want to challenge you to battle, you know, the indifference that I see at times here. Sometimes the complacency and mediocrity and also some of the system failures that we have. We do have a great city. We have a dynamic city. We have a city that everybody knows about worldwide. TV shows, Dallas Cowboys, everybody knows about that stuff. You know, we've always led, you know, being one of the great council manager forms of government. I've lived here my whole life. But I want to challenge you personally to be a leader now that you've got the reins. I want to challenge you to be assertive. I want to challenge you to be a difference maker. I want to move beyond this business as usual, this city hall, you know, let's flip the lights on, let's do government, let's turn the lights off and go home for the day. It's really a 24/7 thing. The city really, really never stops. I've said to you personally when I first met you, I like you, really like you a lot of times. We've had lunch and just private discussions. You're an approachable guy. You are a good listener. You have a lot of the attributes that a leader has got to have. I think you're very pleasant. Certainly you treated me with respect ever since the first day that I met you, and I really appreciate that a lot. But we do have a restless council, and we do, many people have indicated that you'll probably be on a short leash, but you do have that opportunity to step out and be your own person. We have issues, as I've illustrated to you, you know, about building inspection and bandit signs, loose animals, code compliance, and so forth. But we have to get outside of the box and find a new way, some creative mechanisms to try to resolve these problems, because that's why we all got elected. We didn't come down here just to be a yes person or to endorse something that was already there in place. We came here to try to find a way to make things better, to make Dallas truly a world-class city. You know, we have so many opportunities in the next 10, 20 years here, really, to bring to be on the world stage. You know, maybe there's an Olympics in the future. There's no telling what this city can do. But I challenge you to lead and lead quickly. You're not going to be the interim city manager anymore. But you have my 100% full support, and anything I can do to help you, I'm going to be there to do that. But I will be pushing you and challenging you, and I hope you'll know that. And it'll be done in a professional way, but just know that I, like you and others, we want this city to be at its best. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. Well, I will close by saying that I've said this before, but it bears repeating. This is the most important decision the city council will make, and that's why we developed a process that brought forth several excellent candidates for this position. We learned a lot about these candidates in a short period of time, thanks to Molly McCall, the city's director of human resources, our search firm Bob Murray and Associate, the search committee made up of Mr. Caraway, Mr. Cadane, Ms. Alonzo, and myself. Some of those folks traveled distances, and this whole council worked hard through the holidays and through discussions, so thank you. Because of the thorough work performed by these people, we ended up with three impressive candidates. They were all qualified for this coveted position of the CEO of our thriving city. And we learned about each candidate's strengths and weaknesses. And believe me, there were lots of strengths, and there were a lot of Pastor Holmes' room for improvement as well in all of them. I will say both David Cook and Deanna Santana are tremendous professionals. I spoke to them last evening. They wished this city the best of luck. And they were terrifically, terrifically positive. Believe it or not, Council, they liked all of you. Okay, they send their best wishes on that. As we narrow the field of three down to one, it's imperative for the public to understand this is the decision of the council, not me as mayor or any individual city council member around this horseshoe. That's the good news, and it may be the bad news for some, depending on where you sit or where you think. But regardless of which candidate we individually liked most or what criteria or biases we had for our next city manager, all of us have to be comfortable with the final decision we make. My comfort begins with the notion that there's never been a better time to live in Dallas, Texas. And I believe each and every council member wants the same thing I want, to foster a culture that will continue the growth and keep the momentum going to ensure that we have even better days ahead of us. To accomplish that goal, we have to look closely at every part of our city. It's our job to focus on City Hall. While there are many things City Hall does well, there are also many things we must improve upon to keep that positive growth happening. The reality is we are too slow for our citizens. We're not responsive enough for our citizens. We are too slow for businesses that want to start up and expand. And we must be more transparent in the decisions that each of us at City Hall make. To that end, the big word has always been volleyed around is change. Some say, let's change the city manager, and that's the way we're going to get change. Well, it's natural to think that the grass on the other side of the fence sure changes quicker than on our side. We all believe that. But we as a city council today are suggesting something different, that the more rapid, strategic, and significant changes will come if we appoint A.C. Gonzalez as our next city manager. That's why I will be casting my vote for A.C., not only because he's had a great career in the public sector, not only because he has led some of the most important projects for the city of Dallas, not only for his work ethic, not only for his passion for our city, and not only because he's Latino, which is very, very important. But he has convinced me that his number one priority in the new role will be to create more change than we've ever seen and than we could get from any of the other candidates. But AC won't be able to foster that growth, and drive change all by himself. It is naive to put the burden of an entire city on the shoulders of one person. The City Council must be active participants in the process. The employees at City Hall must buy into the new culture he will be establishing, and he needs to attract and retain the best city staff in the nation. AC will only be successful by keeping the best of the best currently at City Hall and hiring new blood from outside City Hall into leadership positions. But we as a city council must do our part. He has promised me there will be significant changes in the next 6 months, and I'm asking our city council to support him on these important changes. In short, by putting Mr. Gonzalez into the city manager's position, I believe we will accomplish what we all want, continued growth through a better city hall. And we will get there quicker this way than through any other options. That's why I'm putting my faith in and voting for Mr. Gonzalez. I also want to say, hopefully, the city sees what has happened today with the support of the entire council supporting Mr. Gonzalez. It is an example of civility. It is an example of human beings putting their own personal biases aside and coming together. I'm proud of this council. And while there have been too many football analogies used today, I will close with this, that we win together and we lose together, and we plan to win. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye. Aye. I want to kind of do, okay. Do we want to, can we?
Raise your hand.
Okay, all in favor, say, a show of hands. Okay, any opposed? Okay, it is unanimous. We will take Mr. Gonzalez into negotiations to put together a contract to name you the next city manager. Mr. Gonzalez, congratulations.
Mr. Mayor,
let he's going to say something, and then we'll do a group picture. Mr. Gonzalez, I think you might have a couple of words.
Okay.
And then I'd like to take a group picture with us, if we've got a camera, somebody around.
Well, after what just has happened and been said, I'm really hoping that we have the tape well functioning, because I'm going to put a highlight film together with some of those comments. I'm greatly honored by what you all said, and I guess it's more importantly by what you decided. And I'm thrilled. This vote of confidence in me is an indication of your belief that positive change can and will be achieved from within. And I'm confident that we can get started on those changes sooner, not later. As we discussed in the interviews, we are already working on making changes in the systems and putting forth new solutions. Change will not be instant, nor will it be just change for change's sake, but it'll be strategic. It will be with the eye on how we can make it a better community for all of our citizens. I love this city. Dallas is my home. And so I am extremely excited about the prospects of working with you all, and I mean all, as we go about on our shared vision of taking Dallas to the next level. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Excuse me. Colleagues, we need to adjourn the meeting. Can I get a motion to adjourn? No, we did. The secretary, she didn't get it. She didn't get it. Move adjourn. Second. All in favor, say aye.